by the way, let me make one addendum to that that happened last segment. I don't even think you're buying into this for the last 8 years. I think this year has been, you got to show me. I have not had this type of off-season malaise. Not malaise is a bad word, malaise. It's just like, nope, you're going to show me. I don't care. I'm not going to listen to any of the stuff. I don't care about your trips that you take together. I don't care about the gifts that you buy each other. I don't care if you guys are friends. I don't care if you guys are enemies. I think a lot of Browns fans are like that right now because this is what this comes down to. This is why I'm not afraid of any of this stuff. Like, if they would have drafted, if this were, honestly, guys, if this were Baker, I might be a little bit afraid.
You think I'm afraid?
I might be a little bit afraid. I'm not afraid. Because it was like,
why would you be afraid if it were Baker?
Because you went through this tear down to the studs years. Quick history lesson. I want to get the phones. 216-474-0092. You tore it down to the studs and you took Myles Garrett. All right. Daffy Duck could have drafted Myles Garrett, as we've had a caller say before, and it's true. And Myles Garrett is a legend now with Browns fans. Took a while, but he's a legend now with Browns fans. Mm-hmm. But then you took Baker Mayfield. If you did all this for a quarterback that there are people who wanted to expose the truth on how good he really was or not, which I think he's a fair to middling quarterback, which is probably what Deshaun Watson is going to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he's a fair to middling quarterback, but I drafted him first overall, I need him to be more. This is a business decision here. This is a business agreement. That's all this is. With Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns, he didn't pick us first. That old story about he saw Kevin Stefanski's offense. Okay, then why is Ken Dorsey here? He saw Kevin Stefanski's offense and it all opened up for him. Well, that's convenient. When we were the first ones out on a Thursday morning at 10:30? Okay. This is a business agreement with us too. Mm-hmm. With the fans, the Browns, and with Deshaun Watson. If he doesn't go out and do well, then yeah, we're going to wear that.
Yeah.
And they'll get fired. And I'll look at Andrew Berry and I'll say, hey, you know what? I know what people, because people were upset with Andrew Berry for going after him in the first place. Andrew Berry, I can look you dead in the eye. He's a good person. He's a guy I like. It would be a shame if it all ended, but it will end someday. I like the guy, and I could say, you did everything you could to try to get this team to where it needed to go. It just went belly up on you. At least you took your shot at it.
Because you made one bad decision.
I wish you well. For Kevin, I think you're a swell guy. I think you're a pretty good offensive mind. There are some people in my mentions and on the phones who totally disagree with that. I hope you get another crack at it. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but at least you're a head coach. You won a lot of games in the NFL. You went to the playoffs twice, that whole rigmarole. I wish you well. Yeah. Like, that's where it stands. I ain't afraid of nothing. I'm not afraid of nothing. I would be more afraid if they would have drafted him. If he were a draft pick first overall, like Baker was, I there would be some fear in there. I ain't afraid of this. What am I afraid of?
So I think the fear is that the Browns are a playoff team, and for the first time ever, that's not good enough. I think that's the fear. Because I don't think
are you saying
that,
I'm fearing that?
I'm saying yes. Okay. I'm saying that for the first time ever, the Browns could be a team. And if they don't win a playoff game, you have to say that's not good enough. And never in your life, I guess in the 80s, it was true, too.
Yeah, but I was a kid. Right, I was too small.
Never in your professional life has that been the truth. And I think that's the truth right now. That is what I think the fear is that the Browns could be a playoff team, and you and I could have a conversation in whatever week after wild card.
No, I disagree.
And
I disagree.
We could say that's not good enough. That
disagree.
Was not enough.
I disagree.
That's what I think the fear is.
The thing I would be ever afraid of, if I'm afraid of anything, it's that bad situations just become terrible, spinning out of control, dramatic situations like we've had in the past where it's like, you know, guys getting arrested on Christmas morning and all that other crap that's happening. Joe Banner picking guys out of magazines. Like, that's the stuff I guess I would be afraid of. And that's why, like, I'd be concerned. I'm not afraid for this thing to go to the playoffs. This is what I'm saying. I'm not afraid of this thing to go to the playoffs and just come to a head at the playoffs. I'm not satisfied, but that means that guys would stay. I'm afraid if they were to fire people, then I'm nervous that they would hire the wrong people because it's so easy for these teams to spin out of control. I was talking to somebody in New England yesterday. You should hear the stuff they're saying about Jerod Mayo and that team right now. And how and these are, by the way, these are Belichickian type of people, so I do take it with a grain of salt.
Sure.
But you take this team that was the standard for 20 years, and they make a documentary. They make him look out to be just basically a custodian in the building, Bill Belichick. And then I'm hearing all these things about how Jerod Mayo already doesn't have control of the team. The players are taking advantage of him. The coaches don't know when the even OTAs are really able to start. I mean, I'm hearing all these nasty things. I go, guys, it's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since they were somewhat taken seriously. That's mm-hmm. how quickly this stuff can change. We just got our stuff together. I got like there are critics like Andrew Berry took Siaki Ika in the third round. Siaki Ika had to be cut. Tommy Togiai was taken in the fourth round. Tommy Togiai had to be cut. You took Mike Hall Jr. in the second round. The guy ended up on the exemption list, for crying out loud. There are criticisms to Andrew Berry. Yeah. But again, when I was asking grades, what grade am I giving him? You gave him a B. I was going to say B minus because hey, they were in the playoffs last year. I can't sit there and rip a general manager all the way up and down because you were in the playoffs last year.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that he and Kevin Stefanski, because I do most part, we pair those two together, and I think it's fair to pair those two together, but do you think they have done enough to survive a subpar season this year?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
So you think they need to make the playoffs for those two to be back next year?
I believe that it would be about 70%. If they don't make the playoffs, I feel that there is a tendency to look at what is still owed as far as the players, not just the quarterback, attempt some Hail Mary thing. And that Hail Mary move would be probably a sunk cost. Because I promise you, on my children, guys, I'm not going to sit there and make, if he goes out there and he sucks on Sunday, September 8th, I'm not coming in here September 9th and making excuses. It ain't going to happen. It could be a wonderful Monday morning where they win, or it could be one of the ugliest we've ever had. I'm telling you right now, I've been through it. I've told people, there have been people who have wondered, well, does he really want to play? And I've told you with my face right across the table from you, he's wanted to play. He's mm-hmm. wanted to play. He's wanted to prove people wrong. I can tell you that with full certainty. I'm reading stuff yesterday online about how Jameis Winston might get traded because Deshaun Watson can't handle another person who's a fan favorite a la Joe Flacco, which I was the person who told you guys that Joe Flacco was not going to be retained because the fans love him and they don't want a bunch of 15 jerseys out there in the stands chanting for the guy on the sideline if Deshaun Watson struggles. I do not think it's that way with Jameis Winston. All that stuff said, all of it said, he goes out there and he sucks on Sunday, September 8th. And I'm going to call it like I see it on Monday, September 9th. And I know Lime ain't in the chair right now. He'll call me out for it. And I know the guy over there from Oklahoma loves to call me out for lying to myself constantly. So it's going to happen.
I hope it does. I mean, if it does, I hope
I'm not trying. Well, obviously, I hope they win and everybody hopes they win. But if they don't, I mean.
Sounds like a win-win for me.
I've had to admit that guys.
Either the Browns are going to win the game or I get to really put it to Ken on the ninth.
I've had to admit that Browns players were terrible and not worth the investment for a long time. I'm well versed in that.
Yeah, but this is new. This is new for Owen.
Well, this would just be uglier than the other ones. This would be the darkest of the clouds.
For Owen.
Like when it was Johnny, I said the best thing Johnny ever did for you, he got in and out in 2 years.
Very quick. It didn't set you back a decade.
Didn't have to lie to myself any further. But here we are. This would be because of the dead money on that. Oh, my God in heaven. Yeah, that's scary, but I'm ready for it if it has to be done. Mike and Ash DeBula, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I want to say, I think it's funny that Deshaun Watson 4 years ago went from a second-ranked quarterback in the NFL to now everybody's saying he's the average. It's funny. He's had injuries. He's not that bad of a quarterback, guys. He's probably still top 15 in the NFL. Second of all, I do think there is expectations on this season. I think we're talking about Jimmy Haslam as the owner, okay? I think there is expectations. Unless a major injury happens to one, you know, your best defensive player or Nick Chubb again or the quarterback, I think if they don't go to an AFC championship this game, heads are going to roll.
An NFC an AFC championship game.
I'm sorry, AFC championship. Jimmy's been very patient with this front office and coach. I think he has. And if they don't, I think you have to improve on last year. You definitely have to improve on last year. And that, in my opinion, is going to an AFC championship game. Right, can I hear you guys' opinion on that?
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you said you want to hit us with an opinion on that. Okay, I'll tell you this. First off, let me ask you a question back. The availability of Watson because he's been injured. You still believe he's a top 15 quarterback in the NFL?
I think the one good game he had last year, if he can play like that, yes, he's a top pick. If he plays like he did in Baltimore before he got injured, okay, which he showed glimpses in that game, do you not think so?
But it's been a half.
It was a half a game, correct.
You know what I mean?
He showed glimpses of his old self in that
yes.
game.
Yes.
If he plays like that, yes, he's a top 15 quarterback.
Okay,
in the
I
NFL.
Agree. I can agree with that.
He's not mid, he's not average.
I will tell you, I think that the ownership group is so hesitant to go back to even play with the idea of going back to where they were before that I think that if this is a playoff team, nobody's getting fired. I don't think if they don't get to an AFC championship game, I still think all their jobs are safe. I can basically give you that. I mean, it's an ownership group, and things can change, and who knows how ugly it could be. Remember, we got that Hard Knocks in-season thing going on, Mike. So by December 3rd, we could be finding out some really nasty stuff. But I'm willing to tell you about 95% no one's getting fired.
I think the only way this team doesn't make a playoffs and in advance is if there's a major injury. That's the only way this team doesn't make the playoffs in advance past the first round,
okay.
In my opinion.
All right.
So, hey, thanks, guys.
Mike, thank you for listening to the call. 216-474-0092. Yeah, if they make the playoffs, unless they were to like lose like when the Dolphins lost at Jacksonville and just get absolutely hammered, then maybe there would be a possibility. But if they go out and they lose to Burrow, Lamar, any of those guys even, I still think their jobs are all safe, including the quarterback.
I can't imagine them firing Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry if this team makes the playoffs. I cannot fathom that happening.
No. 216-474-0092. I think it could get old here in a couple of years.
But not now.
But not now.
I mean, if they get to a situation where they're in the playoffs every year and not moving on, if they're a wild card team every year and they don't win a playoff game, yeah, that's a different conversation. We're not there yet.
I've explained myself enough on this. I want to get to you guys coming up next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.